All right, everybody. Okay, so let's get started. In case you were ever wondering what shiur sounds like when the Magid shiur hasn't prepared anything, so now you get to experience that. We had a 4-hour phone call this morning, so that was Leibedik. It's a one of the great things about one of the only great things about this whole experience for me is the ability to connect and to great people and great leaders who I otherwise probably would not. Like, I don't know when I would ever have had a 40-minute conversation with Rav Meir Twersky. I don't know when I'd be on the phone with Rav Willig and Rav Schechter like all day long. So it's a very, very special zechus. But on the other hand, you're the karbanos because that means that there's less to say in shir. But so let's do our best over here, and I ask you to bear with me, and more importantly than bearing with me, correct me when I get stuff wrong, because you are probably much more holding in these sugyas than I am right now. So I'm going to ask you to correct me if I get things wrong. As I mentioned to the guys earlier in the year when we were learning Nida, you guys can learn very well for the most part. You're all strong at learning. Many of you can learn a lot better than I can learn, and certainly have are dedicating much more hours into the limud. The only thing that I really have to offer you is a little bit of practical experience, is the psukim here and there that came in over the years from Gedolei Torah, maybe a Shailu Tshuva or something that you haven't that you didn't think to look up or that you didn't know about, those little kinds of things. That's what I'm here for. So to the extent that we could provide that, that would be great. But in the meantime, if I'm getting things that are incorrect, please do not be shy about speaking up. The emes of Torah is much more important than any sense of perceived slight to kavod or anything like that. Okay, just to quickly review what we did yesterday, or to further clarify some of the things we did yesterday, the Mechaber paskins that an onan is pater from all mitzvahs in the Torah, even if he doesn't need to be osik b'tzorchei ha'meis, because there are others that are osek b'shvilo, so he doesn't need to do it. But that's only when he's there and he's still tarud v'doei galmeso. He's still involved, he's still busy, he's still worrying about the mace. But then in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says that if there are kasafim, there are people who take care of the body, what sounds like a chevra kadisha, that are motzi the mace, then as soon as masru le kasafim, so the krovim are mutter b'basar v'yayin, even before they took the mace out of the bayis, even before they took the mace out of the house, because once they're masrul kasafim, then you don't have any. You're not the family member is not achroi on the mace anymore, so he doesn't have daito al meso at all. And these people are the ones that are metapel until the kvura. So Dagum Ravava just says kol shekain that you'd be chayiv in mitzvos, meaning if the guy's going to be allowed to eat basar and drink yayin, of course he's going to be chayiv in mitzvos kriyash metzvila before the kvura, because he's not involved anymore. So Chachma Sadom and Klal Kufrun Gimel Sif Gimel says that it's lo yafa osim ha'onanim, that what onanim tend to do is not right, that they wait to daven until after the kvura. Now, once all the details are worked with the Chevra Kadisha, Dinei Aninus are over, and therefore they should daven right away. Not tefillin, because Aval Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin, but daven. Why should they not daven right away? And he says, the Chachma Sadam writes, and that's what I'm knowing, Glamaisa, when I had to be in Avelus, says the Chachma Sadam. He's made it on himself in the Kuntras Matzevus Moshe, that's what he did. Mishra Brura quotes this in Siman Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Dalid. He writes in Matzevus Moshe over there in Sif Gimel, the Chachma Sadam writes that when his son died, he was Mosul Kasafim, and they dug the kever, and even though he wasn't yet buried, he recited a bracha. So they asked him that the Rosh, even if you're Misasik Pesarchi Kfur, you're Pater Achei Kaver. So he said that the Rosh himself holds that the Anina stops with Masira L'Kasafim, even if the mace is still Bebeso. So you have to say, Kolzman Shemuta Lov L'Kovro, even though you already did everything you need to do, you're part from mitzvos, maybe you'll be Misatzel B'Kfuraso. But once you're Moser L'Kasafim, then there's no Chashash that you're going to be Misatzel B'Kfuraso. So even if the Avos Holech L'Beis HaKvaros, he would be allowed to say a Bracha. So he's made on himself that he didn't wait till the Kvura was over to say Bracha. brachos, and he doesn't think people should wait to daven until the kvura is over. So that is not what we do. Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Sivkan Chavalev from the Nedev Yehuda that when the krovim go with the kasafim to the Beis HaKvaros, this whole din is not shaykh. And that's what we do, right? Pesachei Tshuva says that's why onanim wait to daven until after the kvura, even though they already gave him over to the Chevra Kadisha, because the Krovim go together with them. And he says the Chachma Sadam is, you know, he's yelling for nothing. He's getting upset about the Minhag, but the Minhag is entirely appropriate, and he shouldn't get upset about this Minhag. Yerach HaShulchan discusses this at length, and he says, even further, that the entire din of the Yerushalmi, that Mesira L'Kasafim stops the Aninus, is talking about when they bring him to another city. But in the same city, you have all of the dinim of Aninus, because otherwise there would be no such thing as Aninus. So Aninus is when they're burying in the same city. The Geshar Chaim writes that Mesira L'Kasafim works even in the same city, but he's still passing as like the Nedev Yehuda, that as long as you're going to go to the funeral, then you're still an onin. So this is a confusing area of halacha, and that's why in the contemporary cases that we've had recently, it was very, very confusing. Because at what point, we say that Chevra Kadisha, the fact that you arrange with the Chevra Kadisha, doesn't stop the Aninus yet. But why doesn't it stop the Aninus? Is it because you plan on going to the Beis HaKvaros? Well, what if you don't? Is it because you could plan on going to the Beis HaKvaros? What if you can't? Right? So all of these factors, meaning, usually, you know, as a rabbi running a levaya, it's pashut. You tell the family, after the kavura, that's when avela starts. Up until then, you're in aninus. But if you don't appreciate the lumdus behind it, you don't understand what it's based on, so then when you change, you know, the metzius by one little factor, everything could change, and we, you know, the halacha could change. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simit Tzad Yalef, Oschav Hei, Os Katan Aleph, says that he's not sure nowadays, even when they bring the mace to Ir Acheres, maybe you're still in Onain, because you're still on the telephone and you're still in constant touch, right? So that's what we were discussing a little bit yesterday. When it comes to the Petur for Mitzvahs, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that it's mistaver to say that the mace is not, as long as he's not Lefan of Mamish and he's in a different city, you can't pater the guy or asa the guy from doing mitzvahs midin kavra mace. It's also not mutal on him to be Lisa Masa'u, because he already gave him to the Chevra Kadisha. He's still involved somewhat. So the entire tour is only because of Osig Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. So Rosh Hashanah said, probably shouldn't drink Basar V'Yayin to be Machmir, that he's still an Onein, even when the mace is in transit. But he's already going to be Chayiv in Mitzvos in that case, meaning he's like a half an Onein. So in the Piskei Corona that Rav Shechter's been writing, Rav Shechter is about to release 7 more tshuvas. He's unbelievable. I don't know when he does it, because I see him on the phone with me all day, so I have no idea although sometimes he's doing other stuff while we're in the middle of the phone calls. Today I noticed in one of the calls that his lips were moving and he wasn't talking. Rabbi Willig was talking, and Rav Shechter's lips were moving. And I texted Shai, what's going on? He said, no, he's saying Tehillim the whole time, because he's davening that he should have the wisdom to give the right psak for Klal Yisrael. So he says Tehillim the whole time that he's not talking, he's zugging Tehillim. So, we have what to learn. That's the other thing I could offer you, is good stories of our Gadol. In his Piskei Corona, he discusses the case where a father, you know, he was talking about High Arbisfeld, and High Arbisfeld's Zichrono Livracha passed away. Mr. Arbisfeld's wife was sick and at home, and she asked her son to stay with her, not to be involved in the Levaya. So he says, so right away, the Avela starts for them. The Shiva starts right away. What about a case where there was another case where the son of a woman who passed away lived in Florida, and the Kavura was in New York, and the son can't go because there were travel restrictions. There's no way, he wasn't going from Florida to New York in the middle of the Magefa. Or you have situations where the minhag of the kehila, like in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, the minhag is they don't allow women into the Beis HaKvaros. So there is a real Masrul Ksafim where the women are not going to be allowed to go. By the way, that's another thing to know. If sometimes people are totally unaware of that. They know that their Karov, their father, their mother, their whatever, bought a plot in Har HaMenuchos. And they're very proud of that and very happy that they're going to be here to have Kvura in Eretz Yisrael. But at the Levaya, the Yerushalmi Chevra Kadisha is pretty strict about this. So the women who may want to accompany the mace on the plane should probably be prepared for that eventuality, that that the Chevra Kadisha will say, nope, adkan v'lo yoser, you're not allowed to go any further. So they're not going to be allowed to go to the kever. Depending on their negotiating skills, it might be negotiable sometimes. But usually, they're not gonna be able to go to the kever. So if you have such a minhag, so Misha Masrul Ksafim, the avelus begins right away because their involvement is then over according to every definition of that, even though the kavura didn't happen. Or if they only allow, like we've had recently, a minyan mitzumtzum of people in the Beis HaKvaros, and one of the family members is not part of that minyan mitzumtzum, so then they can't be mishtatif in the levaya, and therefore it's already considered masrul ksafim. So that's a real issue. Now, even when masrul ksafim, when the aninus has stopped, the krovim are mutter baser v'yayin, Dagon Vava writes that for sure, obviously they're going to be chayiv in mitzvos, but the Torah quotes from Ramban that even though they're allowed to eat baser and drink wine, Misha Masrul Ksafim, that's only because Eino Mutal Lav Lekavro. But Idunin and Simcha, to like overdo it, is certainly entirely inappropriate, Kolzman, that the kavura has not happened. Now in Shulchan Aruch and Sim Shin Mem Aleph, he said the Aninus is Shaykh before the kavura. So the Shach and Sifkan Beis writes that after the kavura, even on the day that the person died, there's no longer a din onin. So it's pashut that we're not noheg like Rashi, who says that the aninus is posek with the stimas ha'aron. Right? Rashi shita is that in a place where the minig is that you bury in an aron, when they close the aron, that's the end of the aninus. Stimas ha'aron b'mesmarim, Rashi writes. That's what we call the stimas ha'golel. That no, we paskin that it's dafka the stimas ha'kever that causes that. Raphaim Zalmar Golio says that aninus continues until they begin to put dirt on the mace in the kever, even before it's entirely closed off. So as soon as they begin to throw the dirt in the kever, so he's already mechuyev in kriyas shma tefila. We don't do that. We wait until the kavura is over. But this is an interesting point. The idea that Rashi holds stimas ha'aron is it, right? And the Shach seems to tell us, no, it's after the kavura, that's where the din onein is over, and it seems pashut from the mechaber that way. That kodem kavura is the lashon of the mechaber. The reason I'm emphasizing that point is because if you look at Ephraim Zalman Margolios in Hilchos Onein Os Gimel, he says that once nasnu ba'aron, you're pater medina ninus and you're noig din avelus, but you should still count the shiva from stimas hagolol bekever. Meaning he splits it. He says, start being noeg dine avelus as soon as they close the coffin. And start counting the shiva of avelus after the kavura. And he says, because it's true we don't pass like Rashi to count the avelus from when they close the coffin, but you can be mitzarev shitas Rashi to pater him from dine aninus. And that's based on the debut, the Madura Tinyana, Yordea Simon Rashiud Aleph. But it's a little bit strange, being the Shach already is matmi on this, and Simon Shin Ayin Gimel, Sifkat and Yud Aleph by Tumas Kohanim. How could you say that if you're sosing the Aron in the bias, that the son, I mean, would you say the son is not allowed to be metame himself anymore? Of course he's allowed to be metame himself. They have to, I mean, if he's a Kohen. Of course he's allowed to be metame himself. He has to take care of the kvura. So also, how could you pater him from aninus? He still has to be osik mitzorche kvura. Why do I care that they closed the coffin? Closing the coffin doesn't put an end to his involvement, which is the basis of all of dine aninus. So that's a difficulty. That's why it sounds more bepashtus that we just don't paskin like Rashi. That we paskin that it's after the kvura. We'll get to the comments in a second. Just one more point over here. The Shulchan Aruch and Siv Vav tells us that someone who's Meshamer Esameis, one of the Shomrim, even if he's not a relative, is Pater from Kriya Shema and Kol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah. But if there are Shnayim, if there are multiple members of the Chavar Kedisha, Zeh Meshamer V'Zeh Koreh. So Rav Shechter pointed out, and Rav Meisha writes this as well, that B'Zman HaZeh, where the whole reason for a Shomer has nothing to do with a Chashash of Achbarim. It's not because mice might get to the body and there will be a Nivel HaMeis or anything like that. It's purely L'Kavod HaMeis. It's just to be there to show a sense of kavod that the mace is not being abandoned, but it's not actually protecting the mace from anything. The shomer would no longer have to be there constantly. It would be good enough to have a mashkiach yotze v'nichnas, because he's not really being mashkiach on anything. So he could just come in and out as he pleases. And when he leaves the room, he should learn Torah, the Ilui Nishmas Lameis, because there's no Ein Kavod HaMeis Gadol Mizeh, then to learn the Ilui Nishmas. He can't do it in front of the Meis, but when he leaves the room, and that's what they say, Rav Moshe Paskind as well. I want to discuss one more thing about Aninus before we move on to the next one, but let's just see the questions first. What's the Svara behind the Minhag? I assume, Noah, you mean the Minhag of waiting till Kavura's over? Oh, yeah, I assume most of these minhagim in general, the minhagim relating to women in Beis HaKvaros, are more Kabbalistically based and not Svara based, I think. It might, partially, yeah. If one of her other children was attending the Levaya, would that be a case of Gadol HaBayis? That she's the Gadol HaBayis, you're saying. There's a whole question. We'll have to get to Gadol HaBayis, whether a woman could be the Gadol HaBayis. Or do we assume it's Machlokas contemporary poskim? Or do we assume Gadol HaBayis is only like the patriarch of the family? But it could be that if she's a Gadol HaBayis and her Shiva starts earlier. Now, in this case, it wasn't Ogeya, meaning the Gadol HaBayis is a din that everyone goes by the Cheshbin of when the Shiva ends of the Gadol HaBayis, if the Shiva started for other people later, right? Let's say you have the patriarch of the family is sitting Shiva. Let's say the matriarch of the family died, and the patriarch of the family is sitting Shiva, and some of the children didn't even hear about it till 2 days later. They were on, they were somewhere that they couldn't hear about it. So as soon as they hear about it, they start being Noeg Avelus, and they come to the city, and they're Noeg Avelus with the family. So then they're Noeg Avelus together with the Gadol HaBayis. But over here it was the same day anyway, so it wasn't going to make a difference. If the Kavur is completed just before Zman Kriya Shema Tefillah, do the Maisa tell the Avim to immediately daven before they leave the Beis HaChaim? Probably. Yeah, probably should. Meaning we should be mindful of that. Rav Shechter told our Shir it's based on... Oh, yeah. Brachos Nun Aleph. Sachli Malach HaMavis. V'al Tamal Lefnei Anashim B'shar She'chozos Min HaBayis Min HaMais M'pnei She'ani Merakid U'bal Lefnehen. Okay, good. So the Malach HaMavis is Merakid Lefnei HaNashim. That makes... So it's based on... Again, these are not, like we would say, logical reasons, but it's better. The Gemara tells us that there's such a Metzius, so that's what apparently Rav Shechter said. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, Shkayach. Put that in the notes, please. A last issue relating to Aninus, and I already spent way more time than I probably should have on Aninus. And by the way, just as far as planning it out, Shin Mem Beis, Shin Mem Gimel, not so super lemaisa. Read through it, but the next area of focus, i.e. the next shir, is going to be on Shin Mem Dalet. So that just to prepare you for what's coming up in terms of Sunday. At the end of shir, we'll discuss Shin Mem Beis a little bit, but whatever I don't get to, we're just not going to get to. Hagos Maimonios in Hilchos Mila. Last thing about Aninus. Hagos Maimonios in Hilchos Mila says that there's no mitzvah to be kover in Nefel, that there's no mitzvah's kvura on a Nefel. So the Magen Avraham in some Tav Kuf Chavav disagrees, right? Whether and says that you do have to bury a nefel, a baby that was born prematurely, not a ben kayama. So according to the Magen Avraham, l'chora, if there's a mitzvah's kavura, there should be a din aninus, because aninus is a function of the asek in the kavura. So in the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, in Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, he says we don't pass like the Magen Avraham, and we're not knowing any aninus on a baby that's less than 30 days old, And he says that so goes the Minhag Yisrael. That the Minhag Yisrael is that there's no din aninus on a nefel and a pachos mi ben shloshim. This comes up a lot also, unfortunately. Sometimes you'll have a nefel, and the doctors want to study the nefel to be able to figure out if there were any underlying conditions that they had missed to educate them as far as future pregnancies are concerned. So if there's a mitzvah kavura, it's much trickier. Anyway, Tiferes Lemoshe writes in Siman Shin Mem Aleph that Tzorich Iyun, about a katan who dies within the first 30 days of life, if you assume that Ein Mesablim Alav, or a baby born prematurely, a Ben Ches, if it's Aser, if you're Aser Bebasar V'Yayin, calls man, that it's not buried yet because it's Mutal Lav L'Kovro, or do we say it's not Aser? And he writes, the Tiferes Lemoshe writes that Yesh Lahachmir, because Rov Lados are not Nefelim, and it's just that by Avelus we're Makel, but it doesn't mean that we're going to be Makel on the Aninus and the Kvura. So the Kvura is a function of the Aninus, so we're going to be Machmir on the Kvura, Makel on the Avelus, but because you're being Machmir on the Kvura, Memel, there's Aninus as well. So don't eat Basar V'Yayin like an Onein, but Me'idach Gisa, you don't have a full din of Onein because it's a Suffolk Nefel, so you still have to fulfill the mitzvahs. That's what Rabbi Kivega writes in the Chidushim of here as well, and that's what the Badei HaShulchan quotes the Halacha, and that's what the Pnei Baruch in Hilchas Aninus, Os Nun Gimel, quotes the Halacha as well. That when it's a Nefel, you still got to do mitzvahs, Asur Basar V'Yayin, and do a Kvura. However, a lot of poskim disagree with the Tiferes Lemoshe. In the Tshuvos of Rabbeinu Yosef Mislutsk, I don't remember where I saw this quoted, I obviously didn't find it on my own, he quotes from the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, Daf Samches Amud Dalid, that Nira Be'enai, that when the Chacham Ram Mekel, not to be Noeg Avelus on the Tinok, Pachos Ben Shloshim Yom, it's not because it's a Safek Derabanan, it's that Kol Safek Ben Kayama, it's Ein Libo Dove Alav, that Avelus is a function of a person experiencing something. So you don't have the principle of Achrisa Kiyomar when there was never an attachment to the child. And that's why we're not Misabel on him. It's not because it's a suffix whether he would have lived or wouldn't have lived. That's not the issue. There's no Vachrisa Kiyomar. So Mimela, when it comes to Dine Aninus also, it's Ein Libo Dove Alav, and therefore you're not knowing Aninus, because Aninus is not just a function of whether you have to bury. Aninus is a function of Libo Dava Alav. And Birke Yosef in Siman Shin Mem Aleph also quotes from the Dvar Moshe that it sounds this way explicitly in the Yerushalmi, that a katan pachos ben shloshim, there is no din aninus. And that's what Ephraim Zalman Margolios writes in Dine Onein Os Hei, in Stechemed, in Erech Aninus Os Yutes, he also paskins that there's no aninus if the baby dies within 30 days, and he brings that from many, many poskim, Kedarko Bekodesh. And Shulchan Aruch sounds that way also, right? Misha meis lo meis shu chayiv lis abel alav. The whole din of aninus that he sets up is meis lo meis shu chayiv lis abel alav. And a pachs mi ben shloshim, you don't have a chayiv lis abel alav. So it sounds like pachs mi ben shloshim, according to many, many poskim, certainly from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch itself, you don't have to be you don't have aninus, because Shulchan Aruch passes the Shinai and Dalet Sivches, you're not misabel on him. So mele, there's no din aninus. That's what Gilead Mar over here in Siman Shin Mem Aleph is also Medayik. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins this way in Siman Reish Gimel, Sif Gimel. Geshar Chaim paskins this way. Chazon Ovadia, Avelus Chelik Aleph, Pech Kuf Chaf Aleph. And based on all of these poskim, it makes sense to say that there would be no din of aninus if the baby dies within Shloshim Yom, when it's not Kalu Lo Chadashav, at the very least. When it was a premature baby, and the baby died within 30 days, that there would be no din of aninus. What happens more commonly, well, I don't know, more commonly, but what also sometimes comes up is that sometimes a baby survives 30 days. But how did it survive 30 days? Because they put the baby in an incubator, meaning what the incubator does is it's meant to mimic the conditions in utero, meaning the baby came out too early, needed more time in the mother's womb, so we put the baby back into a womb, into an artificial womb, and then the baby survives that way. So what do you say about that? Meaning the baby dies after being in the incubator for 35 days, but it was never out in the world for 30 days. Do we say that that's ki'ilu It never came out. So this is a machlokas of contemporary poskim. In Sefer Torah Sayoledes, if you're not familiar with Sefer Torah Sayoledes, that is Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, the first Sefer that he wrote before he got to a point in his life where every time he woke up in the morning, another Sefer came out with his name on it. The first Sefer that he wrote, that he really worked on hard without much help from others, without a whole team of a kollel of people writing stuff up from him, the first Sefer that he wrote was Torah Sayoledes. And it's a very thorough sefer on the halachos of childbirth and pregnancy. And he discusses this issue, and obviously he's always partial. If you know anything about Rav Zilberstein, he's always very partial to Rav Eliashiv's psakim. He does obviously respect Rav Meisha and Rav Shlomo Zalman, but Rav Meisha and Rav Shlomo Zalman can say whatever they want, but whatever Rav Eliashiv says, that's the correct thing to do. So in Torah Hayeledas, he quotes the shita of Rav Eliashiv, that you count 30 days from the Leda, and even if the baby was put in an incubator, and the time in the incubator doesn't count as time in the womb, it's like any other medical treatment, which is very mistaver, meaning it's not a womb. It's meant to mimic a womb, but it's medical treatment. So where are we going to draw the line? We're going to say, oh, would this baby have survived in the Middle Ages? Is that what we're going to do? I mean, they can't really do that. Half the babies died of infections because they didn't have sanitary conditions. In the Middle Ages, we can't really draw the line on what the baby would have survived without our interventions, and this is a medical intervention like any other. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo Chelik Beis Siman Sadivav Sivkat Nei says that if he was in an incubator for more than 30 days, we have to say that since it's the heat of the incubator that keeps him alive, so it's just a continuation of the pregnancy, because that's what meaning other medical interventions are. That they're medical interventions. This, the whole thing, is there to make it to continue the experience of the pregnancy. So therefore, even if he dies after 30 days from the Yom HaLeda, it just shows that the incubator wasn't matzliach to complete the pregnancy, and he has a din of a ben shmona, where you don't have a din of avelus. And Rav Vadia paskens like Rav Shlomo Zalman in Hilchos Avelus, page Tavkuf Memhei, the Minchas Yitzchak paskens like Rav Shlomo Zalman, Chelik Tesim Kuf Chav, Rav Vosner paskens like Rav Shlomo Zalman, Chelik Gimel Sum Kuf Mem Gimel, and we always have to be guided by the principle that a safek avelus is lahakel. So we're going to be makel on dine avelus based on Rav Shlomo Zalman. I never asked Rav Shachter about this. I don't know what he says. I don't think I ever had occasion, thank God, b'li ayin hara, to ask Rav Shachter about this shaila, about the baby in the incubator. But that's yeah, okay, Yoni Abrams. Pardon the ignorance. Doesn't a baby need to be halachically born before magically appearing in an incubator? That is correct. How can you say it's still in utero? No, it jumped out and went back in, meaning it hasn't been out in the world for 30 days. That's the point. He leaves cheskas nefel when he's been alive in the world for 30 days. But he hasn't been. He was alive in the world for 30 minutes, and then they put him in the incubator, or 30 seconds, whatever. Let me catch up on the ones that I missed. Is there a problem with being noig avelus haninus when there's no chiv, like by a nefel? Ooh, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that. It could be that there are certain cases where one is allowed to volunteer avelus. Aninus, not so, because aninus means a patur from mitzvos. So you can't volunteer a patur from mitzvos. You can volunteer not to eat meat and drink wine, because it's a hate, but you can't volunteer a patur from mitzvos. This comes up with adopted children, right, where where one's adoptive parents are halachically not necessarily their parents, and they probably don't have a chiyuv of avelus, but they may be able to volunteer the avelus. Why is aninus based on davalibo and not just talion kavadosik? Yeah, that's a good point. Meaning, what would the issue they were bavorning over there was really is it aninus the way the Torah describes aninus, or aninus misha mesa mutulavanov? Because misha mesa mutulavanov should not be dependent on davalibo. If you want to use the word aninus the way the Torah used the word aninus, which really just means a super avelus, then it should be davalibo. It's a very, very good point. If the chiyuv kavura creates a chiyuv aninus even without avelus, would that mean there's an obligation of aninus for someone who's lost a limb until they bury it? No, because you don't have a din of kavod ames. You don't have. It's not the same. It's not the same chiyuv kvura. What about your osik b'meis mitzvah? So do you become an onin then? Right? If you're osik meis mitzvah, you have an absolute chiyuv kvura. If the person is a meis mitzvah, so you're not allowed to do mitzvahs at that time. I don't know. Okay. How contemporarily would you advise a mother and father to mourn, of psychologically process the death of a child through the halachic system in such a case, if there is a way? Yeah, this is a much more challenging question. Meaning let's put it this way, going through avelus is very therapeutic for people. When people and there are all sorts of situations where people feel cheated. Because they don't get to have an avelus. Someone dies erev yantif in the morning. So what happens? Chick chak, get the kavura done before yantif, sit for 5 minutes before yantif, end of shiva. And they never get to experience a shiva. And people feel very, very cheated by that. They feel very, kal v'chomer b'mnosh, kal v'chomer, with the death of a child, it's a very, very traumatic experience. Usually what the Jewish community does is whether there's a formal avelus or not, there's nichumen through the community throughout. Thank you, Noah, for the Mar Makom. Just to clarify, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, if a baby was in the incubator for 30 days and died 5 days after coming out of the incubator, it would still be considered nephil. Yeah, I think so. No, I think even if it dies after coming out, I think so. Aaron Wright, if aninus was just based on osik mitzvah without davalibo, it probably wouldn't be as pervasive. As soon as they had 5 minutes where they weren't doing something, we would say they should daven and perform other mitzvahs. No, because it's a more global osik mitzvah. You have to look bigger picture that once they start doing mitzvahs, it's going to divert their attention. So you don't look at it on a minute-by-minute basis. Not on, perhaps davalibo is the mitzarif of the krovin to the mace. Otherwise, the chiyuv is like any other person in a meis mitzvah, right? Kavura might be a forged relation, not just biology. Yeah, meaning that's a good point. That the osik meis mitzvah, let's say, doesn't have that davalibo element, but it's just osik in the mitzvah. But you're not going to tell the person not to say brachos when they're osik in the meis mitzvah. So you need the combination of the two, that there is this trauma of davalibo together with the mitzius on the ground that the chiyuve kvura are mutal aleihem. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. All right. Maybe we'll try just for 20 minutes or so to do a little bit of simin shin mem beis. It's a gishmak asugya. You know, hopefully it should never be nogeya. But you never know. I no longer say that about any si'if in Shulchan Aruch that this is not nogeya. We just don't yet haven't always figured out how it's nogeya. So there is a brisa in Ksubis Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The brisa tells us Meis Avi Shel Chasan Hu Ima Shel Kala, meaning the Avi Shel Chasan Ima Shel Kala are the ones that are considered to be the ones most responsible for preparing the Tzarchei Asu'uda for the wedding or the Kala for the wedding. And it would be a major loss if the wedding didn't go forward after Meis Avi Shel Chasan Hu Ima Shel Kala, when the stuff has already been prepared. The Bach points out that this is only if all Tzarchei Su'uda have been prepared. The Shach and Sivkat and Aleph over here says, nah, it doesn't really mean that all the Tzarchei, right? It's Kasav Bach Davka Shechem Kol Tzarchei Chupaso Avam Lo Hichna Kol Kigon Sha'af Apita V'Tavach Tvacho V'Lo Mazag Yeno O Yivcha Dash V'Kor Tzarch L'Shtad D'Lachem Lo Yayin Yidcha Chupa V'Yishtad D'Lachem Pamacheres Kama Pasva Basar. The Bach says, even if you have everything except for the desserts prepared, then anyway they're going to have to do preparation later, so you might as well cancel the whole wedding and do all the preparation. So says the Shach, Ein Dvarav Mukhrachin. Tal Kol Panim Lo Yasa Chupa Miyad Yafsin Mashaheichin Kvar. If you have the appetizer prepared and you have the main dish prepared and you have the shmork prepared, okay, so you don't have the that cake that when you cut into it the chocolate oozes out or whatever. You don't have that prepared, but what you're going to lose the whole rest of the chasna. Everything else has been prepared, says the Shach. So the Shach disagrees with the Bach on that issue. Pischi Tshuva, by the way, we're in Sivkon Aleph, quotes from the Tzaris L'Moshe that This halacha also applies if they both die. Shal chasan abba shal kala, where you could be matir to be machnas the meis lecheder and the chasan kala chupa because of the pseida de kala who doesn't have someone else to be matriach for her, even though the chasan is also an avel. Meaning this wouldn't change if the chasan is an avel as well, together with the kala being an avel. Vafilu meisla gam kein imo oshar krovin. Right, his mother also dies, or one of his other relatives, says the Pesach Shuvah Sivkan Beis, that there is someone still left to prepare for him, but still machnis l'chupa mishum pseida dida v'adin ibcha b'meis aviv. And the same is true in the opposite. Okay. Now, so the Chacham have this kula. Now, what do? We bring the mace, the cheder, chasm, the kala, the chuppa, bol, bilas, mitzvah, uporish. And then you know a shivis yimei mishta, you celebrate the shavu brachos, and then shivis yimei avelus. So that's the Gemara, that's the beferish in the beginning of ksuvis. So what Chazal are telling us is that there are two kulas that we use because of the potential loss of the su'uda. First of all, we allow bol bilas mitzvah during aninus, and an onen is asur b'tashma shamita, right? The Ramah Shemim Aleph Sivhei, that normally an onen is asur b'tashma shamita, but we're going to allow that. And second of all, we also allow that they're going to bring the mace into a cheder and do the chuppah so that the Shivas Yimei Mishta can get started before the Shivas Yimei Avelus can ever get underway. And even if Yontif comes during the Shivas Yimei Mishta, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, it's not going to be Mvatal the Avelus, because Avelus hasn't started, right? Yontif is only Mvatal Avelus, that's already underway. But over here, you're mamish delaying the Avelus by allowing the Shivas Yimei Mishta to preempt the Shivas. The Rishonim are bothered by the Kasha. If you hold Avelus Yom Rishon as Daraisa, Shita of the Rif and the Rush, how can they be Makel to be Boel during Aninus? Yom Rishon, you have to be Noeg Dine Avelus, Midaraisa, even before the Kvura, if you hold it's Daraisa. It's not dependent on the Kvura. So that's one of the kashas that the Ri asks on the Rif, the Rishonim all quote. So there are a couple of answers given, and there's enough Gemina between the answers. The Rush suggests that the din of Avelus Daraisa is only Biyom Hamisa. As soon as the Yom Hamisa is over, there's no din of Avelus Daraisa anymore. And in Achinami, you would not be allowed to be Oker the Avelus Daraisa. So Bol Bilas Mitzvah means at night. That someone dies, Meis Avi Shal Chasun Yimei Shal Kala, during the day, Machnisin Es HaMeis L'Cheder until that day is over, and then, when that day is over, Bol Bilas Mitzvah, Uporesh, Shivas Yimei Mishta, Shivas Yimei Avelus. But it has to dafka be at night, because Ein Achinami, the Rosh's answer is a big fat Ein Achinami, that you can't be Docha, the Dinei Avelus Doraisa. However, the Ran in Ksuvus, and it's quoted by the Beis Yosef over here, says, nah, this is Akiris Davim Ratorah B'Shevi Al Tase. The Chum are able to be Oker Avelus Doraisa, that you don't have to be Noheg Avelus. So that's called being Oker B'Shevi Al Tase. Now, the obvious question is, Shevi Al Tase normally means passive, Tashma Shamita, at least from a man's perspective, is, it's a different sugya in Ksubas, is by definition active, right? So how does this fit Shevi Al Tase? So this is a major discussion in the poskim over here. Maybe I'll just give you some Mar Makomos. The Shach and Sifkat and Dalit explains the Ran that you don't have to do a Maisa of Avelus, which is B'Shevi Al Tase, throughout the entire Yom Rishon, but you shouldn't be Osek B'Dvarim Shel Simcha the entire day either, because that's Oker, the Avelus min HaTorah. Gilyon Marsha quotes a Lechem Mishnah in the first parak of Hilchas Avel that holds that even when you do a Maisa, it's still called Shevi Al Tase. Meaning even like doing Tashma Shamit, it's still a Bittul Mitzvah Savelus. It's called Akira B'Shevi Al Tase. Very, very difficult. The Gilyon Marsha points out that it doesn't sound that way. It seems against Tosfos and Yevamos Tafsadi Yevam Beis. Tosfos and Yevamos tells us that someone who wears a Beged Shel Dal Kanfos without tzitzis, even though he's doing a Maisa, it's not called Akira B'Kum V'Aseh, it's called Akira B'Shevi Al Tase. So this is a sugya. That's something to figure out. But bottom line is, as far as we're concerned, the Rush says that Dinei Avelus Daraisa are only in the Yom HaMisa, and Ein HaChinami, one one cannot sacrifice the Dini Avilus Daraisa. And then you have the Ran in Ksubas, quoted by the Beis Yosef, that yes, you can. We're Oker Davim Min HaTorah, B'Shevi Al Tasa. Nafkamina between them. Do you have to be Noeg Avilus, Piyom Rishon? That according to the Ran, they're Oker all Dini Avilus, B'Shevi Al Tasa. But according to the first Teretz, they're not allowed to be Oker Avelus. They're not allowed to be Oker Avelus. And they just wait to be Boel until that night. But you can't be knowing Nihuge Simcha for the duration of that day, of that Yom Rishon. So Shach and Sifkat Dalet says that we don't need the Ran, unless you say Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So the Maisa, we're Samech on the Ramah anyway, in Shin Sadi Tassif Sifyud Gimel, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Drabanan. So anyway, we don't need any of these answers, because Avelus Yom Rishon is Drabanan. So once you have Avelus Yom Rishon is Drabanan, so anyway, we're able to sacrifice the entire Avelus Yom Rishon. He's medayik that way from the Mechaber over here, and that's what he says in the Kudus HaKesef over here. So the Shach Paskins, that they could be Noheg Nihuge Simcha, even on that Yom Rishon, and that's why the Poskim don't mention the Ran, because it doesn't happen Nafkamina for us at all. So we're Noheg Nihuge Simcha, even on that Yom Rishon. Let's see, what are the comments over here? This case tragically occurred in Israel. Oh, someone sent me privately that this case tragically occurred in Israel 5 years ago. The father and brother of the Kala were killed in Kiryat Arba a few days before the daughter's/sister's wedding. Yeah, they delayed the wedding due to the circumstances. Yeah, it may be different. Meaning a few days might be a different situation. Someone else wrote to me privately, this case actually happened to a friend of mine. When I was learning Avelus with Rabbi Simon last year, also a few days. Yeah, a few days, maybe a little bit of a different circumstance. It does come up every once in a while when that happens, and you could tell me if I'm wrong about this, for the guys who know people that this happened to, Rahman al-Islam. When that happens, we normally, you don't delay a funeral by a few days. They do the kvura, and they just delay the wedding. Usually the karov is in no mood to get married at that time anyway, until after the Shiva. Okay, so this is the basic din as it appears in the Gemara and Paschal and Shulchan Aruch. Now, why are they makel to be bol bilus mitzvah before the kavura ba'aninus? Why not wait till after the kavura when the avelus starts? Meaning, if tashrich amitas are both ba'aninus and ba'avelus, so you're gonna break the rules anyway. So why would you break the rules so much sooner, but during the aninus? So the Shach writes in the name of the Ramban that if they were makel during the avelus, there would be mezalzel in the avelus kol shiva. But since they were only make ba'aninus, which is more kal than the avelus, so mikilta lechamirta lo asil zilzule. Meaning you have sent them a message that you have special circumstances, and therefore aninus, which is less severe than avelus, we're willing to be makel, we're willing to cut some corners. But if you tell them that they could be makel on avelus, they might be makel on the rest of avelus as well. The Chachma Sadim just points out that's keneged what the Gemara says, right? Hu yashan bein anashim v'yishena bein anashim, because the concern is that there'll be asila zulzulei ba'avelus otherwise. So maybe the yishuv is that even when they're makel ba'aninus, they're choshesh that asila zulzulei, and that's where they were. But if they would have been mekel ba'avelus to be bold of the bilus mitzvah, then it would be an even greater zilzul. Meaning zilzul is not something that you either have or you don't have. There are degrees of chashash zilzul, obviously, that could come into play over here. But l'chari, you don't even need the Ramban. Because Ramban is l'shitaso that he holds tashramit is also ba'aninus. According to the Rambam, tashramit is muta ba'aninus, so you understand very well that, yeah, we may have a minhag ta'asr tashramit ba'aninus, but it could be maker adin, it's really mutter. So we're going to sooner be makel with that which is actually mutter than with that which is undoubtedly asr. The Aruch HaShulchan just adds that maybe you could also say that once you're putting the mace away, it's like nisiyashu milakavro, and where there's no dine aninus, but it's also not yet avelus. So you have one of those situations like we were just discussing before, where it's like in this in-between kind of state, that aninus ends because there's nothing left to be done. The mace is in the cheder, and we're relying on those shitos. Avelus hasn't yet begun because there hasn't been kavura. Okay, weiter. Throughout, what about Dvarim Shebetzina? So throughout the entire Shivas Yemei Mishnah, they're knowing Dvarim Shebetzina. The Ravid is quoted by the Rush that on the light at nighttime they can't have Yichud and they need Beis Edim for the Chasan and Beis Edim for the Kala. But B'Yom we're a little more Mekel because everything's Mutar except for Tashma Shemitah Mamish. The Rush disagrees and he says that there's no Chilik between Laila where you're not allowed to have Yichud. He's mekel that hu yashem ben anashim, oh he yashena ben anashim, and you don't need both. You don't need both. Meaning there's always a question whenever you have the word, the letter vav, is it and or is it or? So the Rush says it's or, it's not and. The Ramban is maskim to the Ravid, that's what the Beis Yosef and the Bach say, but the Rama over here quotes the Shita of the Rush, and the Taz sounds like he's maskim to the Shita of the Rush, and the Taz answers any kashas that the Bach has, right? So that's what we have over here. Machnisas meschedas chasmas kalu chupa, volbis mitzvah poresh, mekivin shechala lava chupa, havyala lididae keregel. The knowing Shivsi Me Mishnah, Varchak knows Shivsi Me Avelus. The call Shivsi Me Mishnah says Mechaber, knowing them Dvarim Shabbat Sina, Vaasr Batashma Shamita, Hilkal Kol Zaini Me Mishnah, Zaini Me Aval, Hu Yashim Bein Anashim, Yishena Bein Anashim. That you need both. And then the Ramah says, Yesh Omrim, Shasur Liachir Imo, Biyom Kimo Belaila, Vein Sarach Liosem Shtei Shmiros, Rakhu Bein Anashim, Oh He Bein Anashim. Vemein Mishenu Bechader Echad, Ein Tzrichet Shimur Klal. Yeah, so this also came up, this is a Hilchas Nidashayim. Also, this comes up sometimes. You have these situations where because of Chuppas Nida, where Yichud is Asr, so you have to work out delicate situations with the Chasan and Kala that they're not going to be allowed to stay together. Okay, so that is the basic machlokes lemaisa. As far as the precious other inyanim of precious like mezigas hakos, atzas hamita during the shivas yemei mishnah, it sounds that it's mutter according to the Ravid and according to the Rosh Moed Katan, and maybe even the Chibuk and Nishuk. The Shach over quotes the Rosh Ksubas that he's more machmir about this, and therefore the Shach over here in Sif Katan Hay is machriya lemaisa to be more machmir about shar minei precious as well. What kind of edus do you need that they didn't have yichud with each other? So the Bach and Darkei Moshe say that the minig is to be mekel and allow a katan for the chasan and a katana for the kala, they have to be old enough that if they would see something they would say something, that if they saw some bia they would know that something strange happened in front of me and they would report about what they had seen. But again, the Rama says if they're not in the same room, you don't need any shmir at all. So the Taz says, why do you need them at all? If the girl is a psula, she has a din of a nida, which is nisr chamur, and you're not going to be mara hetif, so you shouldn't need edim anyway. So he says that since bizman hagemara there was a chiv shmira, so we don't change a chiv shmira. Meaning going back to our hilchas nida limud. The girl is a basula, they had tashmish, she had dan basulim, so she has dan basulim, so she's a nida. End of story. So you worry about that they're going to be mara heter? What kind of mara heter? The whole concern why you need this shmira is that we're afraid what's going to happen. They're going to say, oh, they were already makel on me, they already allowed me to have tashmish amita. Yeah, that's before she became a nida. That doesn't mean you're going to be, no one would be mara heter to say that they're allowed to have tashmish amita when she's a nida. So why is it necessary to have any of this shmira? So that's what the The Taz points out, yeah, that's true, bismanenu, but when they made these rules, that wasn't yet the Metzias. We were Mekel and Dan Besulim at that time. So the rules stay in place. However, the Shach and Sifkat and Zayin says, no, nowadays the rules changed. The Metzias changed, and the rules changed. Besula, where Yerasser Machmas Dan Besulim, that's very severe. And he brings Raiz and the Nukud Sakasa that is correct, that it's very severe, so you don't have to worry about being Mora Heter. One last thing that we'll get to today, Rabbi Kiva Eger has the following Chakira. What if Yontif comes during the Shiva Simei Mishta? Right, so is it Mevatel Din Shiva? right? So we quoted the he quotes a Knesset Gedola that the regel is mevatel the shiva. So Rabbi Kiviger asks that, what do you mean? We mentioned this before, that there's the avelus hasn't started. How could the regel be mevatel an avelus that hasn't started? So who comes to answer for Rabbi Kiviger? Rav Shlomo Eger. He already has this kasha on his own, and he says, just like we see that if you're pogea regel v'regel kibin shemes b'chalamoid sukkis, and you're knowing dvarim shebetzina, and then Shmini Atzeres comes, that the dvarim shebetzina are not considered as chalas avelus, and it's not mevatel the din. So here also, the regel that you're pogea during the Shivas Yimei Mishta is not going to be mevatel the din shiva, even though you were already noheg the dvarim shebetzina. Right, like Rabbi Kiviger says, that you're not going to be mevatel because of the regel. The avelus really did start. They're not having tashrut amita the whole time. Zvam shabitzina, they're being knowing. A regel is mevatel a real avelus. A regel is not mevatel a dvarm shabitzina dika avelus. However, if Shlomo Eger writes in Gilyam Rasha that maybe the din of Zayin Yimei Mishta is a din of Shabbos and not a din of regel, as far as this din is concerned. And just like if someone finds out a Shmur Krova on Shabbos, and they're knowing Dvarim Shebetzina, and then Sunday is Yantif, that is Mevatel the Shiva, maybe this would have a din like Shabbos. So that's what he's done on that. Maybe you could say such a Svara. Now, obviously, it doesn't have a din of Shabbos as far as to be Ola the Yimei Avelus, right? Shabbos counts as one of the Shiva. Certainly, the Shivas Yimei Mishta are not going to count as the days of the Shiva. But maybe as far as that's concerned, that it's considered that a Yontif came right after Shabbos, where then it would be Mevatel. Okay, so again, these things very rarely come up. Halavai, they should never come up. We're not going to get much further into the Sugya, even though there's a ton of literature on the Sugya. But again, Shin Mem Dalit, I think, is going to be our next area of focus. So that's going to be... the Chi of Hesped, it's an important thing, especially for Rabbanim, to know how to handle halachically and also with sensitivity. So everyone should have a great Shabbos, and okay, Baruch Hashem, I'll try to prepare over Shabbos so that we're more prepared for Sunday's year.